The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Small acts of kindness can go a very long way. Let's discuss Tuesday morning. Hey, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. They can go a long way. Last night, I was, you know, hanging out at the bar, and it was me and a couple of friends, and there was a group of girls next to us, and one of the girls, she bends down to put her purse on the floor.
Oh, no, and Anthony, that's bad luck.
Tell them why it's bad luck, Dana. Let them who don't know. I thought every woman and everybody knew this. If you put your purse on the floor, that's how y'all go broke, right?
Yeah, you don't get your money back.
Yeah, well, I don't mean y'all.
That's science.
And that also goes for man purses, too. You know, all of
the
purse. The purse,
you
right? Don't put
your purse
on the floor.
On the ground.
So I just looked down, and I noticed a purse hook was there. She didn't see it, so I picked up her purse and then put it on the purse hook. And her
so
face,
kind.
Like her, she was like, oh, my God, thank you. And then she said the coolest thing to me ever. She goes, do you want to go home with me?
Because you hung up her purse?
I hung up her purse. I was like, what are you going to do?
Automatic, why are you shocked? Doing small acts of kindness can get big results.
How many drinks in was she, though?
You know, hey.
You didn't go home with her, did you? You didn't go home with her, did you?
No, I didn't, but hey, you know what? It's a Long Island special on a Monday night, so, you know, there's a lot of feelings in the air.
Speaking of acts of kindness, I need to shout out one of the maintenance guys at the stadium.
Let's go.
He brought me a stool because I had to. I had been complaining because sometimes for games, I'll be standing for like 7-8 hours at a time.
Your feet are aching.
And I already got bad feet. I mean, I have a little pad there for me to stand on, but I need a stool. And I set it on the headset, and guess who showed up? I literally looked around and I said, you're my best friend today.
Oh!
You are. I mean, scholar and a gentleman that man is.
A scholar and a gentleman.
Scholar and a gentleman. Don't know his name, but I still love him.
Automatic, I don't know if I said thank you, but the other day we were in our kitchen and I was trying to get a red Solo cup at the top of the cabinet, top of the shelf, and I couldn't reach it. And Automatic, Anthony, he came over from across the way, got that red Solo cup for me.
And it wasn't to shame you because of your height. It's because I really felt bad for you.
And I didn't even ask him, gave me the cup, and therefore I could eat my cereal in the cup, and I didn't have to go get the ladder. So, I didn't have to go get the stepping stool.
So that's the thing I did for you, not get your car registered, get everything taken care of so you're not driving dirty anymore?
Getting my car registered, that's husband duty. Okay.
Let's talk about this cereal out of a red Solo cup, though. Why are you living like me? What's going on? Dana Cortez? What's...
I didn't think I was going to get called out like that. I bought a box of cereal and hid it from my family.
Oh!
And I'm eating it on the sneaks
I've already seen her little cups of cereal, and you know what? I don't want them. I don't want to put on the weight with you, okay?
Exactly. I'm hurting myself. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Today is National American Football Day. So shout out to all my fantasy football players out there getting it done this season.
Dude. 5-1 the season or 6-1 now.
Hey, there it is, DJ Automatic. Dana Cortez.
Is college. That your fantasy football?
Oh, wait. No, I lied. I'm 5-2.
Dang.
Oh, okay. I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't want to talk about this right now. What else do we have, Anthony?
We have National Redhead Day. So shout out to all the redheads around the world.
We
redheads.
Appreciate you.
We should talk more about that coming up. There's a lot of famous redheads.
Yes. Shout out to the lady from the Magic School Bus, Miss Frizzle. I appreciate
Ms.
you.
Frizzle?
Yeah, from the Magic School Bus.
Isla Fisher.
Hey, there you go,
okay,
bro.
Lucille Ball.
Oh,
and don't forget Emma Stone.
Let's go. Dude, we got a redhead roll going right now. All right. And let's wrap it up on Election Day. Get out there and vote, y'all. Come on.
Thank goodness. We've almost reached the end. Look, it is Election Day. Please vote. Even if you thought it's too much, I don't want to wait in line. Exercise your civic duty. Don't stay silent. Your vote matters. Get out there and get your vote on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think we've all done embarrassing things when you're little. I felt so badly when I saw this Automatic Anthony A. KHOU had a mom on, and she's so upset because her son needed to go to the bathroom, and the teacher said no. And then listen to what happened.
He told me that he had an accident. He pooped himself from 9:15 in the morning up until, you know, when school was over, 3:30, 4 o'clock, he sat in his own feces.
Oh my gosh, all day? We can have a conversation about, you know, she wants to meet with teachers. She hasn't met with the teacher yet, all of that.
That kid's going to live with that for the rest of his school days.
Automatic, thank you.
I'm here to tell the young homie, it's okay. It's all right, bro. Mistakes happen.
Anthony, how do you know that?
I had a similar encounter when I was in the third grade, all right?
What?
And your boy went number one.
At school?
Yes, at school. And instead of telling anybody, I was pretty embarrassed. I just went out to recess and laid in the sun. Wouldn't you know, it dried itself up. And I lived with that.
And I'm sure you smelled amazing. No.
That's what I was going to say. How is nobody going to know?
Well, my mom found out that night. And obviously. Then, yeah, dude.
In third grade, you're not drinking water. You're drinking juice Capri Suns. The smell. Crazy. How did your mother find out? Because as a mom, I'm really weird about our daughters. And you know this automatic when it comes to cleaning clothes. I wash almost every day.
Every day.
I want everything to be clean. How did your mother find out?
Well, because there was like the stain on the pants.
How would she miss it? Well, it's a better question.
First of all, we were a football family, all right? And if you ever played youth football, you know, sometimes your practice pants, they get a little stain on them.
Yeah.
So the smell was around the house kind of already.
Were you trying to lie to her?
I just was not trying to admit it to her. But the moment I got home and I was doing my little homework, I heard it from the other room, Anthony! I was like, oh, no.
My whole thing when I was in school, whole different type of embarrassing thing. I never did anything like that. I was of above average intelligence. So I was the kid that ate the boogers.
Oh.
I was not the kid.
I thought you just said you were the kid that ate the boogers.
No, I was not that kid. Mm. I used to sit next to a kid that would do that, though.
Ew.
And when we asked, what does it taste like? He said cheese. But anyway, no, I did have to wear the same pants every day, though. I know. It was so not cool. And kids used to make fun of me. So be kind.
Oh.
And the worst part is the pants that my mother bought, they said rub for luck on them on the back. Don't ask me why.
Nobody was missing that one.
No. I couldn't even lie. I tried to say I had four pair and people were like, yeah, right.
Okay, listen to this one. Okay, I'm walking out of class. The classroom bully steps on the back of my shoe. I have fake Jordans on. It rips the sole off my shoe.
No!
So I have to duct tape my sole back onto my shoe. So I call my mom and dad and I'm like, hey, mom, dad, can you guys like pick me up some shoes or do something? They're like, no, you got to duct tape. You're good. They made me wear those shoes to school for 3 more weeks after that.
Oh my
that.
God,
who bought you the fake Jordans?
My parents. Who else?
The story just sucked the soul out of my chest. That was sad, brother. Well,
that's why I have an infatuation with shoes to this day.
Well, did you get new shoes? I want to know.
After 3 weeks.
What kind did you get?
We were Pro Wing kids. I was not getting. I never had real
Jordans.
You
were running through Payless back and forth. Exactly, that's what you were doing.
Well, now I feel bad because you guys sat up here and shared like financial struggles. And me, I just had an uncontrollable bladder. So that's like, yeah.
We might have had that last weekend after the bar. A little too much at the club. You know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just want to say that we lost one of the greatest producers of all time yesterday behind the magic of Motown and more. Quincy Jones passed at the age of 91. We will always have the music. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Odell Beckham Jr. celebrating his birthday. Kevin Jonas and Kris Jenner celebrating birthday as well.
Salma Hayek and I have something in common. She is married to the love of her life and did not sign a prenup.
Ooh.
I'm married to the love of my life, DJ Automatic. We didn't sign a prenup.
I'm not a multi-billionaire.
No, you're right. No, he's not even multi. Francois Pinault is worth $20.9 billion.
I mean, his name sounds like a $20 bottle of wine.
I don't even know if that's saying it right. That's how wealthy he is. No, you're right.
So this guy owns Gucci. He owns Yves Saint Laurent. He owns Christie's Auction House, which is the place that sells all the super expensive paintings.
Salman's about to own all that right now.
Just because he's 88.
Oh! Well played, my queen. Well played.
Poor guy. But I started thinking about Automatic when I met you. I'm going to just be honest here. You had poor credit. You had a lot of cash in the bank. You had a lot of money in the bank, but you were the guy that didn't want to pay your bills and the pink slips would come in and it would make me so angry.
They got paid. They just didn't get paid on time. I always had the money. I just didn't feel like I needed to like give that company my money right away.
The pink is the warning. The red is the disconnection. You got
exactly.
Anthony, how do you think I felt when he would give me this load of BS and then the bill would come and we'd have to pay an extra $10. Giving 10 more dollars away that we could put in the bank. But here's what happened.
You should have seen what I hit her with my student loan money.
Oh no. And there's more.
I actually had good credit, but I had a lot of money in the bank. I was the person who, you know, bought a couple of houses on credit. And I remember when I sat down with Chamillionaire one time, he said, credit's for poor people. I said, I know this. I realize that. But together we make good partners. Together, I got your credit up. You got my bank account up. Let's say I was worth billions. Would I have to have signed a prenup? Would I have made you sign a prenup? With your bad credit, probably.
Oh, whoa.
I think so.
Wow. Whoa. I was over here ready to say that I would never, ever make you sign a prenup. That I would just, our love was enough.
And you're the Salma Hayek in the story, Automatic. You're the Salma Hayek.
I'm older. I'm the older one in the relationship.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners hit me up on Instagram. She sent me a DM and she wanted to talk about being single. Not in a good way either. She's sad. And so she said, you could call me, and she's on the phone right now, and she's struggling. You're struggling, right?
Yeah, it's an issue and it makes me sad. I'm going to be 30 years old next year and I'm still single. And, you know, all my friends are starting to get married. So, like, going out with them isn't an option anymore. And it's just really sad. And I just really want a man.
You know, I know that you're saying that, and somebody listening might be like, oh my gosh, a man doesn't complete you and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if that's how you feel, you want a partner, there's nothing wrong in saying that.
Yeah, I just want the companionship. The holidays are coming up. Like, I'm going to be all alone, and it's not fun.
Do you think you feel this pressure because the holidays are coming up?
You know what? To be honest, I think it's a little bit of everything, that I'm going to be 30, that my friends are all getting married, and the holidays. It's probably all just happening at once for me, and it's just making me really upset.
You know, I was thinking about the holidays and stuff. The question that you asked, yeah, maybe the holidays, but nobody wants to be alone forever. There's nothing wrong with what she's saying.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. And I actually applaud you for addressing the loneliness in your life. But don't let it, like, you know, overtake you and take away from, you know, I'm pretty sure there's positive things that are going on in your life right now. And if you look within, therefore might attract some new love.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate that.
And you're the single guy, you know. I mean, I'm sure you go through bouts of lonely and you're fine. And then there's sometimes you feel...
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, dude. Every single person loves to be like single until you got to go home by yourself and it's all cold and nobody's there to greet you. And
yes,
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I fantasize about that.
I hate you, Automatic. I hate you.
I was just thinking, I was like, man, Anthony could just go home and play video games all by himself and do whatever he wants.
That's true. You know what? You can too if you keep talking.
I play video games.
I'm just kidding. I'm a relationship guy. I've pretty much had a girlfriend my entire life or been married.
Same for me. I don't like being alone. So when she said those things to me, I feel bad. I remember my mom going through about a loneliness. I remember what she's talking about when you don't have that person. You know, and you're not, you know, you look at Instagram, everybody's happy. My single life. Oh my God.
Oh.
Well, some people are sad, you know?
Sad being in relationships or sad being single?
I think sad both. Being single. You're not supposed to say you're sad being single. You're supposed to be strong women and I'm okay.
I'm the most sensitive man out there. So I could speak for women as well. That's what I know. But no, I think there's a lot of benefits of being single too, because one, you get to really know what it takes for you to be happy on your own. And that self-discovery is a great journey that you can have. And plus, you're never on anybody else's schedule. You don't have to compromise with anything besides time in your life, which is a beautiful thing.
How do you deal with bouts of loneliness? So you just said you do get lonely.
I mean, there's lots of mass... like lots of
facts.
Lots of that, dude. You know, and then also I reach out, pick up the phone when I'm done, and call
thank
my
you.
And you wash your hands first before you pick up the phone.
Call my family and my friends and get to know people. I think in an era of communication, you have social media, you have FaceTime, you have all these different things. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with people. And also there's like a lot of, like, depending on where you're at, there's like single groups now where you could go out and hang out with other people who are in your situation.
That's
go
a do fun idea.
You know, I recently took up yoga again, and that's been cool, getting to hang out with all these new people and stuff like that too, and the ladies at the gym.
I would say in history it's the best time to be single right now, because there are so many options with everything you just listed.
I can't get my mind off of Anthony doing hot yoga.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We all know Kendrick Lamar was booked for the Super Bowl, right? That's coming in 4 months or so. Lil Wayne still not happy he will not be performing. Let's play his audio right now. First, though, I just want to say that we lost one of the greatest producers of all time yesterday behind the magic of Motown and more. Quincy Jones passed at the age of 91. We will always have the music. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Odell Beckham Jr. celebrating his birthday. Kevin Jonas and Kris Jenner celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so Lil Wayne had a festival, all right? He was given the key to the city of New Orleans.
Lil Wayne Festival.
He got so emotional. He shed tears on stage. The Hot Boys performed. They got back together. And
Manny Fresh put up behind-the-scenes stuff of them just practicing. Oh, it was amazing.
Well, the concert was amazing. But what Wayne said on stage, some people are conflicted about the way they feel.
During my lifetime, the first Super Bowl was here. I made sure I bought tickets. Guess who made it that year? The motherfucking Saints. I was able to give my mama that sweet. She was able to bring my family. That moment I said to myself, I want to be on stage for the Super Bowl one day in front of my mom. And I worked my off to get that position, and it was ripped away from me. But this moment right here, they can't take that, man. They can't take that from me.
At this point, I think Wayne should let it rest because we all know he's one of the greatest rappers of all time. I feel like it's becoming a little whiny.
I don't feel that way at all.
Really?
No, I feel not
like,
at all.
I don't feel like he would be a good performer for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I do. Yeah, after watching just even excerpts from the festival, I'm not going to lie and tell you I've seen it. I probably will this weekend. It's going to be, I mean, it's on Amazon Prime. Just listening, watching the social media clips, the hits, I'd forgotten. You're talking about 30 years.
I mean, Hot Boys all the way through all Lil Wayne solo stuff is amazing.
And he did that because he wanted to show the people, you know what? I haven't had a good year. I've had 3 decades and he deserved it. I agree. And I get it. He's whiny. He can be whiny.
My biggest question about Lil Wayne Festival was, why was Drake not there?
Same reason Nicki wasn't there. This wasn't about Young Money. This was about Cash Money.
Oh, there
this was about the Hot Boys. Nicki,
Drake was too busy staring down Demar DeRozan.
Why are you going to take the shine away, though, from Lil Wayne? We already have that done. And hey, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. You did allude to this. Anthony, he's a great performer.
Yeah, he's
who's going to, if you've never seen Kendrick.
This is Kendrick Lamar's year, and he deserves to be there. And it's just been a big loss for Young Money and Cash Money.
Can you imagine if we can get Young Money, Cash Money, and Kendrick all together? Probably not going to happen.
Refer back to the DeMar DeRozan stuff.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't go to sleep in silence, and there's a new ASMR sound ready to help you get those Z's on. Let's discuss in food news. How does hashtags on your Tuesday? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
First hashtag, a man went to the hospital with terrible stomach issues. He feels much better now after his physician removed a live cockroach from his small intestine.
Oh.
The roach was 3 inches long. The cockroach was alive. Cockroach
crawled up his
lipped. No, it went in his mouth.
Whoa.
So when
he to get through the acid in his stomach.
Automatic. They live through anything. You can microwave a roach for a certain amount of time and it lives. You can put a cockroach in the freezer and it lives. And when we sleep with our mouths open. The roach crawled inside his mouth, down his esophagus, into his small intestine where he was living quite well.
All I can think of is plankton.
Millennial. That's funny. Millennial reference alert on the way. This roach is the Papa Roach.
Oh,
cut my life into pieces. That's what they did to my man.
My last word. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Hatch, which is like a sleep wellness company, and KFC have teamed up to bring you ASMR Kentucky Fried Chicken Rain. So they actually went to KFC headquarters and captured the audio of chicken frying. And so now you can fall asleep to chicken frying.
I would like that.
I would just be hungry the entire time.
That's what I'm thinking about, bro.
You're not smelling it. You're hearing it. You think about the soothingness. I can't go to sleep unless there's something playing. I always tell Alexa, play Amazon Rainforest. Oh. That's my favorite.
That's my least favorite one is because it sounds like little monkeys are in the jungle. And then
I just found out.
Two women were talking the other night. I swear to God, I woke up at like 3 a.m. and there was 2 women having a conversation on our ASMR thing.
Wait, maybe they're natives of the Amazon. Let them live.
Hold they were on. Speaking English.
Oh. If you're sleeping with 2 women, now I'm in.
First of all, if he's sleeping with 2 women, he's not with me anymore.
Nope. Get me that ASMR app right now.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with American Football Day. Shout out to the real football of the world, baby. Yeah, dude.
I'm a Cowboys football fan. This is not my favorite day or my favorite season.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's been that way for about 25 years.
I do want to shout out a specific player, my young homie, Diego Pavia. He's a quarterback at Vanderbilt, and he's on the Heisman watch list. And,
oh, is he?
He's having a hell of a year, dude.
Tell him not to go to the Cowboys because Jerry Jones would be watching his junk. So move on to the next thing.
The next one. Of course, if you haven't done it yet, you still got time. It's election day, everybody.
You do have time. And if you don't go vote. I don't want to see you complaining. I don't want to hear you nagging or whining about anything. Local elections, those propositions, all those things matter way more than who's president, which matters as well.
That's what you should be dropping to people at Thanksgiving dinner. Don't talk about which side they voted for. Ask them what their proposition stance.
Do what that. Do you think about Prop 189?
All right. Get your vote on.
Let's go wrap it up by honoring the redheads of the world. It is National Redhead Day.
Oh, you know what? I always wondered, what was her name?
I'd give anything to be able to talk to that little red-haired girl.
Remember Charlie Brown liked this little girl forever?
Wasn't that Peppermint Patty?
No, Peppermint Patty looked like me when I was a kid. She was a tomboy. No, he did not have a crush on her.
Canelo Alvarez, friend of the show.
Oh.
We could say that, friend of the show, dude.
Yeah.
Pound for pound best boxer right now. Yeah. He's definitely friend of the
show.
Do
you know who's a forgotten redhead that that doesn't get any attention? Her name's Kelly Riley, and that's Beth from Yellowstone.
What's wrong with me?
You look like a real soft head. Oh, you city boys, too.
Oh,
I thought okay. She was blonde.
Right. No, that's a redhead.
All right. Automatic.
That's strawberry blonde, we'll say.
Automatic doesn't know the casting of Charlie Brown, but hey, shout out to Beth.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when DJ Automatic and I want to stress here, Dana Cortez here, married to Automatic. When he and I express our love, you know what I'm saying? I need some sounds. Oh. It can't be silent. I cannot.
Like my sounds? Like my heavy breathing in your ear?
Sexy time with you, Automatic, is always wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But I need thunderstorm sounds or whatever movie you feel like watching.
Oh, you're talking
sounds.
About like, oh.
It just can't be quiet. Mm. If it's quiet, it's so weird.
How about music?
Oh. Yeah, obviously we like music. You know this. We're together.
I didn't know we were talking about acapella cheek clapping, but
I thought we were talking about sleep.
I thought we were talking about sleep here.
Well, I usually fall asleep right after. Don't get me wrong.
All right, okay.
But if you
pat myself on the back,
if you sleep in silence, you might be a serial killer.
That is me. I am Anthony, and I am not a serial killer. I'm too lazy to be one. All right. I'm not that organized to be a serial killer. Thanks. But I think it's weird that you guys have to have sounds in order to sleep.
So it's just quiet and you just fall asleep?
Yeah, dude, you just turn off everything, you just lay in the dark and you go to bed. That's what you do.
That is so odd.
That's not odd. What's odd to me is that you guys need a TV before you go to bed.
So I've either fallen asleep with the TV on since I can remember, or I would have my fan going, blowing right in my face.
Oh my God, dude.
Right now we have ASMR sounds that come from our girl Alexa. I will play Amazon Rainforest, which
Rainforest really?
Automatic is not a fan of.
I'm not a fan of because I've woken up twice to women talking.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what it is.
Even the Amazon Rainforest natives are nagging him. But no, actually what we've agreed upon is either thunderstorm sounds or ocean sounds.
Oh my God, you need the
lapping
sound
waves.
Of wave crashing into rock to put you to bed.
Dude, I sleep like a baby.
Oh my God. God,
I'm falling asleep right now just thinking about it. How can you just be quiet? Just don't say anything. And go to sleep? What? Oh. And I'm just going to say it right now. If you can have sexy time with absolutely no sound at all.
Well, there's going to be some sound.
Do you and your partner sleep well together? Don't you think there has to be a cohesiveness?
I got to admit something. There's one thing I can't fall asleep to.
What?
And Anthony? That's... This is going to be really insightful. It's Bob Ross. I could fall asleep to
painting?
Bob Ross
Happy
paintings.
Little trees, baby.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees. 877-7
You really are a psycho.
DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.